This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. When you get right down to it, economic nuts and bolts wise, there are few basic functions of the federal government more important than the census, counting up every 10 years how many people live in this country and where. It's a factor in how federal funds are distributed, representation in Congress. It's used at the state level for their spending decisions, a whole lot of stuff. And for the past 230 years, how the Census Bureau does its counting hasn't really changed much. 2020, however, is going to be different. Issy Lepowski wrote in Wired recently about the challenges of taking the 2020 census digital. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So maybe we ought to start with how the census works now, or worked in 2010, I guess, right?
Right. So for more than 200 years, the census has been this pencil and paper activity. You get a questionnaire to your home, you fill it out. If you don't fill it out, somebody's going to come knock on your door and ask you, and they're going to fill it out on a piece of paper. And then all of that's going to get logged. It's a really human intensive, really time intensive process. And that's not even including all the time it takes to log and collect every address that exists in America, which is, of course, the first step to collecting the census.
Well, right. And that's actually the anecdote with which you start this piece, which is a mapping seminar or conference. Tell me about that, and then explain how that rolls into digitizing the 2020 census.
Right. So this is the Esri conference about federal mapping technology.
Right. Esri's a big mapping company, right? A big geo.
Exactly.
Right.
They're a huge mapping company. Federal mapping technology, not typically the most exhilarating topic, but this year it really was exciting. It was interesting because these Census Bureau workers came on stage and they debuted these tools that are going to be deployed for the first time for the census. So on the front end, for the first time ever, the Census Bureau is going to be asking the majority of Americans to answer the census online. Hmm. And then on the back end, which is what those Census Bureau workers were there to debut at this right. conference, there's going to be a lot of technology going into the collection process and the address list building right. process. But of course, because it's new technology being deployed for the first time in a really high-stakes environment, there are certainly a right. lot of risks involved.
Well, there are risks, and I've got some questions. You ready?
Go for it.
Hacking, I mean, and manipulation of data and all of that stuff that we've become so well acquainted with over the past 2 years.
Right. So hacking is obviously a huge concern, and the Census Bureau is not naive about this. They're working with the Department of Homeland Security, and they reiterate over and over that the data that they store is yeah. going to be encrypted. Hmm. So that, you know, brings some comfort to the situation. The problem that cybersecurity experts are concerned with is that my device isn't necessarily the most secure. And so here you're talking about, you know, hundreds of millions of potential corrupted devices and what could happen before right. my data gets sent to this encrypted, you know, secure right. server that right. the Census Bureau is hosting it on.
Exactly. All right. So question number two. I remember back in 2010 when I was looking at a lot of charts and graphs of the unemployment rate, you could actually see in the unemployment rate graphs when the Census Bureau started hiring hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, and it showed up in all that macroeconomic data. I imagine we are not going to need as many census workers, thus fewer census jobs, but also it will be cheaper.
Right. So that is the hope. That was the whole idea behind yeah. Investing in this technology, is that the expense of conducting the census has really exploded.
Right.
So what they're hoping is that by making people more efficient, they're going to need far fewer of them.
How is it that we're sitting here in 2019 and the Census Bureau is just now, or has just in the past couple of years, I imagine, realize that it needs to get digital? I mean, are they doing this out of the goodness of their own hearts?
Well, I think it's largely driven by funding. Remember, this only happens every 10 years. Remember that it does take money, I guess in this case, to save money,
yeah.
because you have to build the technology in the first place. And there are risks involved. So this isn't something that they want to jump into lightly, especially when the census is something that's really hard right. to get people to participate in to
right.
begin with, at least in the United States.
Right. Issy Lepowski writing at Wired on the challenge. This is the name of the piece. It's a good piece. The challenge of America's first online census. Issy, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.